Hare Krishna. Don't come up with the truth. Come up to the truth. To come up with the truth means I came up with the idea. Use the word. That means it's something which come from us. We thought about it. We did some intellectual prestidigitation, jumping around. And we came up with some idea. So, coming up with the truth conveys the idea that actually the truth is lost somewhere. Maybe it's submerged in the ocean and we are like adventurous scuba divers. We go deep into that ocean and find out the truth. And then we bring up the truth and then we show it to the world to everyone to see. So, in the search for the truth, the idea of coming up with the truth places us as the hero. Yes, it is we who have come up with the truth. It's like when I came up with the idea. Then we take the credit. Often at that time for the creativity in coming up with that idea. So, actually speaking, the whole purpose of knowing the truth is to become truth-centered. Not self-centered. So, when we think that it is we who are discovering the truth, this makes us self-centered. And it also leads to the idea of the truth being something which is relative, which we have to dig up. But to come up to the truth means that it is not that the truth is submerged deep in an ocean. It is we who are submerged in the ocean and we have to come up. What is that ocean? That ocean is the ocean of delusion and confusion. We have misconceptions, that is delusion, and confusion is, we just don't know what is the right thing. So to consider the wrong to be right is a delusion. To not know the difference between the right and the wrong, that is confusion. So we are lost in the ocean of confusion and delusion. And in this, we are drowning. What is drowning us is, what is causing us to go deep into this ocean is, our own misdirected desires, which drag us deeper and deeper into the nations of materialism, of misidentification with the body and the things related with the body. So in this way, we are all lost in illusion and confusion. So to come up to the truth means that we understand that the truth is always free. It is not submerged, it is we who are submerged. The truth is eternally luminous and eternally illuminating. And if we come to it, then we rise to that level and we come to that truth. So what is that truth to which we come up to? The Gita wisdom describes that the absolute truth in the highest manifestation is Krishna. Now there can be many truths, some relative, some absolute. And even among the absolute truth, there can be various levels of manifestation. So the highest is Krishna. And it is Krishna who is the all-attractive supreme person, who is the supreme object of our love, who is the source of ultimate fulfillment. And it's this Krishna to whom we approach by in the search for the absolute truth. So now Krishna is, when we understand the absolute truth is Krishna, then we also understand that truth is not just an object that we are seeking. The truth is a person who is seeking us also. So Krishna doesn't just sit passively, waiting indifferently, unconcernedly. Just, okay, whenever you want, you come to me. You go through your struggles. He doesn't passively just watch us struggling, unsympathetically. Actually, he eagerly wants to help us to rise out of illusion. And that's why he extends his hand. The Bhagavad Gita describes, Tesham aham samuddharta mrityu samsara sagarat. Bhavami na chirat partha maya veshita chetasam. So tesham aham samuddharta. For those people, I am the swift deliverer, Krishna says. Mrityu samsara sagarat. From the ocean of mrityu samsara, the ocean of repeated material existence, in which the most grim characteristic is mrityu, death. Bhavami na chirat partha. And Krishna says, when will I become the deliverer? Na chirat, not a long time. Soon I'll lift them out. Mayaveshita chetasam. When we fix the mind on him, He liberates us. So, it is Krishna who is the truth and who will help us come up to the truth. And the when does he do that? When we call out to him through prayerful devotion. The Bhagavad Gita later also confirms this in 11.53 and 54 that devotion is the best way we can know him. First 11.53 says, Naham vedaina tapasana danena chejaya shakya evam vidho drashtum drishtivanasi mamyatha. So not by study of Vedas, not by tapasya, not by any of the other things we can know him. Then, bhaktyatvananyaya shakya ahamevam vidho arjuna jnatum drashtum cha tattvena praveshtum cha parantapa. So, bhaktyatvananyaya shakya. We can know him only by bhakti and by no other means. Ahamevam vidho arjuna. We will know him in truth. So Krishna talks about this again. Bhaktya mama bijanati yavanyaschasmi tattvatah. In 18.55, he says that it is by bhakti that we come to know him. Tattvatah. So, when we understand that we have come up to the truth, then and the truth is eternally luminous and eternally eager to liberate us, illuminate us, then we understand that in the quest for the truth, the truth is the hero. The truth is the central attraction. And it is we who have to rise up to the truth. This saves us from pride and brings us humility. And it also gives access to the mercy of Krishna. And when we thus come up to the truth, we raise our consciousness from a delusion and confusion to illumination. And thereby we attain liberation. When we come up to the level of purity and spirituality, that brings us in proximity with Krishna, then we eventually attain pure love and we return back to for a life of eternal fulfillment with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.